The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
This is a product of the Beverly Nation. This is Peripheral Vision. I am your host, Antonia Batts. You can find this show on blogtalkradio.com. And please feel free to call in to this one-half an hour segment at telephone number 347-202-0392. I will repeat that number again, 347-202-0392. For those of you who may need to find a pencil to write that down, I will tell you that same number in a few minutes. Tonight's show is titled Underaged Girls and the Morning After Pill. Hello, everybody. I heard that many of you appreciated my movie reviews, but you preferred that I'd stick with the community-type dialogue. No problem. In this country, there is always something going on, and you don't always have to rely on the newscasters to bring you content. That includes me. But if you step your foot outside your door, you will be amazed at the occurrences you either hear about or encounter before you return home. Well, today, I ponder the thought of the nation's underage girls and the morning after pill. And after that, I recently reviewed that the incident in the news about the Cleveland, Ohio man that had allegedly at this point raped, kidnapped three young ladies and murdered five miscarried babies of one of them all over 10 years inside of his home. The subject of this story had made me think about the kids. When Congress approved the bill, which is the Underage Girls in the Morning After Pill bill, I ask, what is your comment on the morals or the lack of morals on the morning after pills for underage girls? I understand that the pills can be purchased over the counter without a prescription or parental consent by girls age 15 to 17. I found data that supported that surveyed material and came across additional information which addressed girls who were years younger than that, unfortunately. There will be facts, studies, follow-ups, and hypotheses to support the bill's decision done by the legislators to how they acted on the bill despite our public opinions. I believe if we as a people in this country haven't shown concerns despite this ruling, we should have presented equal support to affect this bill and the bill's ability to pass through also. But we didn't. Come on, everybody. We were all adolescents once. If we don't know about how randomly the human libido affects our immature decision-making, we need to start taking our heads out of the sand to deal with how to communicate with our kids. So, Congress had to step in. Our parents didn't always have the answers either. So now is the time to seek support groups and such to not feel offended when someone else do our job. I bring up this subject matter mostly because a lot of our parents, ourselves, and our foreparents have always looked forward to the ability to criticize demonize, and also basically throw under the bus the kids, boys and girls alike, who are affected by doing what the human libido, or whatever you want to refer to it as, has been known to do. And this is why our children need guidance. They need responsible guidance. And you definitely don't have to have a PhD to understand that. I would like to mention a resource coming from Steve Holland and Reuters, mentioned on May the 3rd, 2013, President Barack Obama said on the previous Thursday he is comfortable with a United States government's decision to allow over-the-counter purchases of a morning-after pill for anyone 15 and older. And some critics had complained that girls that young should not be allowed to purchase the pills without a doctor's approval. But Obama told a news conference in Mexico that the decision was based on solid scientific evidence. So you know the United States Food and Drug Administration play a big role in the decision-making process as well. Now, we can sit back and talk about what Obama is or isn't doing, but that's not an easy job. But what did make that particular piece of his job easy was he had acquired solid scientific evidence. You know, the collecting of information of children who've had premature pregnancies, who've had miscarried, who acquired STDs, but that doesn't relate to the morning after pill, true. But Obama, he has children approximately about that age or coming into it. I think that Obama had responsibly thought this out. Not because he was worried about his children so much, but he realized someone had to show a responsible concern, because we may talk a good game, but our kids are definitely affected by the lack of communication that some parents don't even know how to resort to. Come on, if you had any real issues, how about asking the school guidance counselors? What about the opportunity for a spokesperson to come in and discuss with the parents first, and then with or without the presence of the parents, however you all think is best to be addressed, find out if you can sign off on your young children, underage children, or girls in this particular case, how they can address the issue without having to introduce them to promiscuity or the thought of premarital sex, or just the opportunity to, because after all, none of us don't want to really admit that, you know, hey, look, you know, our kids may get there. But, you know, you may wake up and find out they turned 30 and you still haven't had that talk with them. You may be able to avoid that need for them to try to get the morning after a pill, whether if it's given to a girl 15 or snuck into the pockets of a girl who's 12 who doesn't want to confide with you as a parent, but maybe with one of her girlfriends who are like at least 15. For example, in other words. Well, this plan is called Plan B. Plan B is the designated title of this particular morning after pill. I have to go by assumption. Plan A was the plan authorized for the adult women who are allowed to acquire that pill without having to get their parental, of course, because they're at least young ladies who are about 18 and above. So what we're going to seriously take in consideration is, well, how do you get this message across to these kids? and don't touch on a subject of something as delicate as how we as parents or caretakers or relatives, you know, who got a little time under our belt, can address this issue. Again, I would like to bring up to you that the call-in number is 347-202-0392. Once again, 347-202-0392. It would be smart of you to call in and bring up any question or concern, anonymously, of course, if you prefer, mostly because this is a real situation. Anytime the government have to step in and do your job, what does that tell you about what you need to do as a person who understand that you don't want your little child having premature pregnancies? It's not an atrocity. God bless the little girls who hold it down. But think about how some of the young ladies are ill-prepared to deal with that and have to go to school. God, I don't want to see that happen to no one's child. Because after all, hey, look, I had an opportunity to go to the prom without wondering, am I going to get a babysitter? That doesn't make me special. That just made me have the ability to not have to be overly concerned with an issue such as that. And, you know, then we have the outside baby's daddies and the things that can happen to the children if it isn't the baby's daddies or even if it is. So take this seriously, please, because these children aren't necessarily the total monster you think that they can be because, oh, woe is they, because they had a little what they presumed sex. Some of them, they not even realize that's what it is considered until they wind up with a package being placed in their arms on a hospital bed. Help them out. Learn how to even go to the school board and ask if you can conduct a workshop through the people that count. I'm quite sure they'll happily accommodate you, provided that, of course, you have to have the approval of the parents of the children that you're trying to reach. Or at least ask, is there a workshop available to you? So you would know how to present the information, or at least pick from what parts of the information you'd like. Well, back to my resource. There's a Stephen Brown and Reuters, who on February 21st of this year, 2013, have wrote about the German Catholics who allow morning after pills in rape cases. Well, with this being done over there in Berlin, Germany, they said that certain types of morning after pills for raped women after two hospitals provoked an outcry for refusing to treat a rape victim were available. And the German Bishop Conference said the church-run hospitals are now ensuring proper medical, psychological, and emotional care for rape victims, including administering pills that can prevent pregnancy without including an abortion. Now, this fairly responsible. I don't know what their view is on having it done nationwide like we're initiating at this point, but I'm quite sure that many countries are watching us, and they're picking from what they think we're involved in to decide on, gosh, maybe they should show even more responsibility beyond what I just told you about regarding Stephen Brown and Reuters, and maybe look forward to utilizing it in their country because after all, I'm quite sure we're not the only country with the real life situation. Now, going back to what I believe Plan A is, which is actually an entitlement for women who use the morning after pill after it was authorized here. They said that nearly 60% said that they have taken the pill at least once, according to Reuters, here most likely here in the United States. And they said that the reason for the use of the pill had been for various reasons, by like race-related situations, educational levels, and the use of the injections patches and intrauterine devices are available, obviously, because they thought an assortment of ways to receive this morning after pill in other forms would serve a very good purpose for different things. People sometimes they can't devour a pill as easily as others because of their esophagus or whatever other reasons. Maybe it was recommended. But they said if they have taken it just one time, that the emergency contraception drug had been used regularly and ever since like in 2006. Now, there's a guy named Steve Chapman. He says that the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, announced that it would allow the morning after pill, known as Plan B, to be sold over the counter, as I mentioned before, to anyone 15 or older. But they said it falls short of what is needed, because if you make Plan B accessible without an age limit, there are going to be more and more children, even younger, having sex. And some of them, they do need it by the time they reach puberty. He finds that regrettable, which I understand, but it's the real situation. But it doesn't, you know, facilitate, in other words, suggest that teen sex is necessarily protecting against, like, STDs. But I'm quite sure he views it like other people to be a contraception that can help not create a premature pregnancy. We won't say unwanted because, hey, look, who are we, judge or jury? After all, we are judged by our maker and not by human beings, if we're understanding where I'm coming from. So it's amazing how there have been reports of girls being as young as 11 years old who have actually been known to be able to have a baby. But at least there was another report reverting back to the thought of a 13-year-old is like not typically known, or someone younger than 13, according to one study, is not typically known that we know of to have necessarily engaged in sexual intercourse, unless, you know, those numbers need to be studied even further. So, anyway, they said here in the Cleveland.com Northeast Ohio paper that today buyers must prove at a pharmacy that they're at least 17 or older, but there has to be a finding that was submitted prior to the president approving it back around May year 2013 of this year, because there was a lot of controversy prior to this that really started in the year 2005 or 6. I believe it was 2005, and because of that, it has been constantly brought into fruition and placed on the floor by Congress and whoever else involved in the FDA as something that is really essential to help these children, because they have enough on their plate trying to get an education And after all, they're only children too, and they're still developing. And we also have heard at one point some children, when they're not fully developed, that sometimes their children don't come out physically normal because of their underdevelopment. Preemie babies are involved, premature babies, in other words. And we don't want to encourage, you know, the children to have premature, not only sex, but premature pregnancies if we can help that. Well, nevertheless, the FDA's Women's Health Chief in 2005 protested against the Bush administration because of him dragging his feet over Plan B. But eventually, even Bush had okayed some degree of the usage of the morning after pill, if I'm not mistaken, don't quote me yet, on the subject matters of being something that maybe a child at least 17 could take advantage of. But that had to be a slow, relentless step. And it wasn't easy, but, you know, one president at a time, one day at a time. Now, there's a woman named Deidre McQuaid, who's a spokeswoman for the United States Conference of Chicago, who feels as though that Plan B does not prevent or treat any diseases, but makes young adolescent girls available to sexual predators. And the court's action undermines parents' ability to protect their daughters from such exploitation and from the adverse effect of the drug itself. Well, of course, you know, people sometimes have drug allergies or medicine allergies to some medicines. And, you know, of course, we expect that. That's only typical. That's nothing to act as if we don't know how allergies work against us. And the Food and Drug Administration was preparing to allow over-the-counter sales of Plan B, which is called a product called Plan B One Step, with no age limits, in a late 2011 year when the Health and Human Services Secretary named Kathleen Sebelius, in an unprecedented move, overruled her own scientists. So they said that the girls, sometimes young as 11, are physically capable of bearing children, to support what I mentioned, but shouldn't be able to buy the pregnancy pill, preventing their own access to it, because I'm quite sure they're concerned about 11-year-olders not being able to make as a sophisticated of decision making, on the controversy of the Plan B bill. So, you know, it's been a little touch and go back and forth as to what they were going to actually decide on. And to quote this source, it says, less than 3% of girls under age 13 are sexually active. I hope that's the situation. I mean, by God, let them be kids, you know. Don't try to rush them into anything that they can't handle. And don't forget you need to at least help them along so they'll understand that this is a heck of a time in their life that, gosh, coming out of, going, just having the ability to come out of middle school is something very special because, boy, I tell you, your mind races. You know, you don't understand your own personal feelings. At least in high school, you have a sense of wanting to hope that you can grasp what it takes to get involved in the social process so you don't have to sit there and worry about that and how are you going to take care of this little baby when you just got finished putting down your doll babies not too long ago. And also, it was a particular judge's latest ruling in a lawsuit filed by the Center for Reproductive Rights dating back to 2005 that pushed for the over-the-counter access to Plan B. So I wouldn't be surprised myself if it has been pushed as like lately as 2005. God forbid. I mean, it probably was an issue that came out of the previous century. We just didn't know about it. But if you would like to call in, we by all means make you available, you know, if you could make yourself available, excuse me, I would appreciate if you would call in to respond to this, because after all, if we don't show concern for the kids, who will? I mean, caller number one, I understand that you would like to call in to comment on this subject matter. I'm quite sure you're going to be very responsible, and I'm willing to let you have the floor if you can manage to get in on this line and give us your take on that, okay? Would you please call number one, make yourself available, and I would love to hear what you have to say. Thank you.
Hello?
Call number one.
Hi, Tony. How are you?
Hi, is this Tamika?
Yes, how are you tonight?
All right, how are you, young lady?
I'm good. That's good. I want to say happy Mother's Day. Happy belated Mother's Day.
Oh, well, thank you, hon. That's fine.
Thank you. I just want to call to, you know, let you know, you know, supporting you. And based on your topic tonight, especially, like, with the young girls and having, you know, like you said, that line, you said, you just finished putting there your baby doll, and then you have, you know, I guess they have their baby to take care of and whatnot. Now, I really feel like a lot of these young girls, because nowadays, like 10 years older, you know, having kids and whatnot, they're misguided. They don't really have the right, you know, mentor or parent to necessarily to guide them the right way. And on top of that, the media and society, period, is not setting a good example either. Like, I think it's an ongoing thing, and it's getting worse and worse by generation.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Monique.
Yeah.
Go ahead, please. Don't let me stop you.
So, you know, yeah, you know, the parents really do have to pay attention to their kids. Otherwise, you know, they will go out there and go through a million things. Pregnancy, drugs, all types of things, end up in jail early, and a lot of things. But I blame the parents. But on top of that, you know, society and media also have a part in that, and it's a shame. It's really a shame because, like I said, each year, each generation, each century is just getting worse and worse. And I don't know what they need to do about it. And then on top of that, I think that what makes me angry is the fact that, you know, to me, well, from what I heard or what I'm hearing is, you know, they're cutting back education. You know how many schools they done cut in Philadelphia, period. You know, they need these kids to be out here doing extra things, not only school. They need school. They need their education to keep them, you know, straight on the straight path. And on top of that, they need extracurricular activities also to do so they stay out the streets and they stay out of, you know, people's faces and getting pregnant and stuff like that. It's terrible. But it's like the adults out here really don't care. A lot of them do, but there's a lot of them that don't either. So we all got to come together as one to try to bring us all together, and, yeah, as a community, and put us back on the right track.
Well, thank you, Tamika. I'm assuming that's the conclusion or coming close to it, but I really thank you so much for being so kind enough to speak up, because, you know, you hit the nail on the head. And I don't gather you're a young lady who chose to be a parent already. But if you ever do it, you know, at least you'll have a grounds for understanding, even if you don't want to control children, of some information you could share with someone else's about their children. Because, after all, they don't know. This is a real subject. This controversy, oh, by the way, the pills cost about $40 to $50, I'm assuming a piece. And
yep,
they are available on the drugstore shelves next to the condoms and spermicides. but the customer must prove their age at the cash register.
You know, Tony, we're going to continue this show, too. A lot of people might want to try to call in at this time, so we're going to probably go off, you know, the regular air, and then we're still going to be archived. So please, folks, continue the conversation, because I think this is a very, very important show, and it's a show that people are not talking about. So to all of our, the station identification, this is Blog Talk. This is blogtalkradio.com. This is the Beverly Nation. And for all of us on the regular air, good night and good luck. Now, we are on archive right now. We're going to continue this show. Tanika, we're so glad that you called. Support Tony. Tony, you're doing a wonderful job, and I think this show should go on for a little bit. And let's go on another 10 minutes with the show, because I think it's very, very important for people. Now, everybody's calling in now. Look at this. People are calling in now. On archive, this is the second straight show that we have had a great show. And Tony, you're going to end up next week. You're going for 45 minutes. All right, Tony, back to you.
And thank you for coming and support me, sweetheart, because, Tamika, I tell you, you make so much good sense.
You also have another caller calling in right now on 267-978. Caller number two, you're on the air with Tony.
Hey, everybody.
Hello. Hi.
Yes, Deanie. I just wanted to comment about the show, because I do have two young daughters, and understandable that, you know, people have kids for a reason, but if my daughters were sexually active and
they wound up having unprotected sex, I would feel comfortable with them taking the morning after pill, because I know how hard it is to be young and raise a child.
Jenny, talking to the mic, Jenny. Can't hear you.
Okay. I'm straining, but I'm trying to make out what she said, because I heard most of what she said, but I'll listen further. Feel free to say what you want, hon.
I have two young daughters, and I still as
though... No, Jenny, it still doesn't sound like you hit right in the mic. The phone sounds kind of distant. Uh-oh.
Could you put your phone in another angle, sweetheart? Maybe we can hear it if you make sure you do a very good job of aiming your voice dead into a microphone, hon. I did hear about your two young daughters, and I can understand your concern.
Okay. She knows she's going to call back. And
okay.
Tanika, that was the first time my correspondent in News Forum, Jane Turner, called in. So that's the first time I wanted to get a chance to introduce you guys together for the first time.
That was
very nice for Jane to call. She's probably going to call right back, Tony. But continue, Tony, until she calls back.
Well, you recruited two nice young ladies, and I'm glad to hear that. But, you know, God bless Jeannie, because, you know, taking on two young children is no piece of cake. Right now she's in there at the years that she don't have to let that, you know, be a big concern, but that time will creep up on you sooner than you think, even though that's years down the line, when she'll have to ponder and meet the challenges of that subject matter. So one thing I did when my kid was a baby, even before the kid came, I sat there and chose to do a little information gathering, because even though I've worked with children, I was even working with children just before having my kid, I had to want to reach out and find little things that would help the developmental stage as time went on. It wasn't for the school to bring it to me. It wasn't their responsibility, even though, you know, people say what they should be able to do, but their job really is to teach you the ABCs and the 1-2-3s. You as a parent or potential parent have to want to at least understand some things. I didn't know it all. Still not the brightest bulb in the bunch, but, you know, if you want to act responsibly, if you decide you want to keep your kid, or, you know, raise your kid or raise somebody else's kid or whatever, the name of the game is to be responsible so that the child can turn out normal and your life can turn around and be a little more normal than what you would think it would in the whole process of things.
You know what, though, and it's funny you said that, Tony. Mm-hmm. Let me see if the caller number three wants to get on the air.
Okay.
And that number, I want to say 267-639. You've been listening very, very, very patiently. You're on the air right now with Peripheral Vision and Antonia Bass. You want to say anything tonight?
Well, it's a very important subject. Now, of course, I have something to say, having five children of my own.
Mm-hmm.
And what I would like to say, from the time I had my daughter, my oldest daughter when I was 19, but the difference was the environment and the family that I had was my village.
Mm-hmm.
And as I brought her up, I didn't keep anything from her, but I made sure that the information was age appropriate.
Good.
One of the first things I told her, if you want to know anything, do not ask your friends. They
Good.
Probably know what you know or even less. And she knew, you know, she knew about sex and she knew about all that, but it was all age appropriate in context. You know, keeping her most stuff that her friends watch, I wouldn't let her watch, because you got to keep their mind protected, so that they're not. How can I put it? So that they're not influenced by these things that are all over the place. But still, by the same token, giving them the information where they can absorb it and use it appropriately. I found out that my daughter, when she was in high school, she shut down conversations about sex because of her response. It wasn't, you know, what they were talking about. It was all from an information point of view, so they didn't want to talk about it around her because they knew that she had something to say that wasn't the norm, that wasn't let's go do anything. It was keeping yourself.
And that's intelligent.
Because you're
that's
important.
Intelligent.
That's the bottom
line. You know, and
yeah.
You know what, and Tony, you know what the mother is saying too. I mean, that's an intelligent approach, because
yeah.
You look at it from that standpoint. She was able to develop a dialogue that became her protective shield, but became offensive to the young man that I ain't willing to talk sex with her. That's wonderful. I love that. You know, whatever you did, mother, we need to endorse that right now.
Okay, and how are we gonna phrase this, honey?
That's it. Young lady, you do you mind saying who you are and where you're calling from?
I don't mind at all. My name is Precious, and I'm calling from Philadelphia.
Okay.
Well, I like that name.
Thank
it's
you.
So sentimental. You're welcome. And I'm not saying it to flatter you. I just you know it's a little story behind a pet that I named. I'm going to make you laugh for a second. I had a miniature German Shepherd, and she wouldn't let anyone near me many years ago, and she would growl if someone come near me, and somebody said, "You named her Precious." I said, "Yes," and they said, "Well, you should have named her Vicious." I said, "But she's Precious to me." So, okay, but anyway, back on your subject matter, Precious. And about that endorsement, Lonnie, I'm going to ask you how you would like to have that phrased. But, look, hun, I'm with you on your responsible parenting, your approach, and the fact that you don't give them too much information too soon, but give them just enough to let them know mom cares and we're going to do this together. So God bless you on your responsibleness. Lonnie, before you mention the endorsement, is there another caller coming in?
Not at this time. And basically, Ms. Preston, basically we need to have more parents come up and talk about different ideas and different agendas and ways of raising the children. I mean, whatever you said to your young daughter or son, whoever, and they're able to take that into their own peer pressure, you know, issues. Or situations, and be able to come out a victim in that. And right now, that daughter or son is not that they don't have any children, do they?
No. Matter of fact, she's still a virgin and proud of it.
See that? See that? And so that's a blessing. And you know, Tony, those are the type of stories that are not being told. Not only they're being told on the Bev Nation. That's what we do every week. But they're not being told in the mainstream. capacity. You know, the greatest thing about Bev Nation, and Antonia is definitely, she will approve my message, is that the fact that we tell stories that are not being told by the mainstream media. Can I get a witness?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what we do every single week. Our ministry is to bring you issues, ideas, and community agendas that are fit, that are so fit for just for all people. You know, Antonia, Jean, who called in, saying we'll be going to work tomorrow night. I know she's listening right now. Tanika, who does a great job with my show, Abstract. We're all world citizens. That's what we do. You know, and a lot of times, Ms. Precious, we have a slogan, and that slogan is that we're on the attack. That's what we do, and that's our main slogan. That's been on all social media, and you being the type of parent, I'm telling you, you know, for you to be able to say on the air in a nationwide arena to say my child is a virgin, Tony, that is the best thing I've heard on the Beverly Nation ever. That a parent could come on and say my child, and I know for a fact that my child's a virgin, Tony.
Well, I have to agree with you, only because that shows that. Well, no, even if your daughter just, let's say, was compromised, I'll put it gently that way, not her daughter, but a daughter, that don't mean you should love your child any less or think anything less of me, because things happen. But I have to respect the fact that that means that mother was on her job doing what she do best as a mother, which is protecting
mm-hmm.
her daughter's ability to remain chaste, because she have a plan for her daughter, for her daughter's ability to go ahead in life and hopefully stay on the track that she need her to stay on, to make her feel as though that she would be less than a mother if she didn't do that. So congratulations, Precious.
Thank you. Just doing my
You're
job.
Welcome. Yes, that's it. That's it. You know what? Keep doing it. And, of course, this young lady is always been a proud, proud listener of the Beverly Nation. Tonight we're proud to have, you know, a strong 390 people live on the Beverly Nation tonight. We're so thankful. So thankful that on a very, very weird climate Monday night here in Roslyn Valley, Pennsylvania. But I know that, you know, Precious, thank you for just continuing to support the Beverly Nation like others have done. And please continue to support us and let people know, man, to call in and voice your opinion. I mean, right now I'm so proud that right now we had a 30-minute show, Precious, and now we have made that 30-minute show a 43-minute show. And right now we are on archive. We're still live to a certain extent, but we're live. And okay, how can I say we're live, but people don't know it. But you know what I mean. But you know, the archives will be able to hear your conversation tonight. And thank you so much, Precious, for calling. We're going to put you back into the till, but we know, of course, we're not going to hang you up. But thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, Precious. And thank you to Lonnie.
No problem.
Yes, indeed. And you know what? And no, Tony, you know, the key is that this is, like I said, this is the second week in a row that we have used 30 minutes of live time, and you stuck with, you know, what you do best, which is community activism, and people want to listen to you. And we got to the point where people started to call in at the end. And I'm going to tell you something. I never will not have my callers, our people who support Beverly Nation on a constant basis, get a chance to be on the air. You know, even if you get a chance to have to hear this show on archive, hey, then how about this? We're going to continue the show. I'll let the live folk know. Thank you very much for supporting Beverly Nation. Keep pushing. And now we're in archive. You know what I'm saying? And this is a beautiful thing because you know, you're talking about an issue – And you're absolutely right, Tony, about, you know, God's will is God's will. But, you know, we have to protect our children. And that's why this topic was so, so important tonight. We have to learn to protect our kids. We have to learn to become, you know, better parents. We have to learn to be more responsible in what we say to our children, the content of what we give to our children, the content that we show our children, the language we use around our children. So those things are very, very important, Tony. And, you know, and I'm going to let you say the last words. Before you do that, I'm just going to go ahead and, since I'm talking, go ahead and talk about our business. And basically, you know, Beverly Nation has advertising for you guys. And it is, you know, thebeverlynation.vpweb.com. You also can reach the Beverly Nation also on Instagram at the Beverly Nation, and also reach the Beverly Nation on Twitter at lbeverly17. And now for the last 60 seconds of our program, which I'm so, so proud. Tony, we did 45 minutes, so get yourself together next week. 45 minutes at Peripheral Vision. Back
sure.
to Antonio.
You're more than welcome, Lonnie. And thank you for your very illustrious presentation as the actual producer.
I appreciate that. I'm just glad that, you know, we have everybody can't do this. You know what I mean? There's a lot of people that would love to be on, we are on national internet radio. I mean, that is something, and I don't get a chance to even toot my horn a lot, but and just bring all the people that I have, and, you know, Tony and Gene and Nick and Ken, And, you know, my man Rich, you know, including AG and Cruz, and when we come back on Merc City. I mean, this is a grand thing that we do. I'm so proud of what we have accomplished as the 82nd show, okay, on the Beverly Nation. I mean, we've climbed. We've got 18 more shows after we say goodnight, 18 more shows, and we'll be at 100. And so, like I said, Tony, everybody can't do what we do. I mean, I appreciate you giving me accolade because, you know, we work hard every week to make sure that people, you know, we're relevant and people understand that, you know, what we do is out of love. It's not, I mean, a lot of times media has a lot of concerns and, you know, they have a lot of censorship. You know, of course, we're not going to come on here and go crazy and disrespectful. No, that's utterly ridiculous. Mm-hmm. But we will give you, you know, programming that is suitable to your psyche. If you don't like it, then, you know, you don't have to listen. But I guarantee you, the Beverly Nation is growing every single week. You ready for this, Tony?
Mm-hmm.
And I had to say this. This is something that you're going to be very, very proud of.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight marks, since we passed the 400 mark, we have 411 right now for this show, we have passed 17,000 listeners. In 3 months.
17,000 in the month.
We had 17,000 in 3 months since we've been on the air. And so I want to thank every one of our congrats to you, Tony. Every one of our listeners who have listened to the Beverly Nation, who are loyal to what we are about and what we do. Antonia Batts is part of this grand, grand system. This is her seventh show. Proud of her. You know what I mean? It's the labor of love. This is what we do every single week on a constant basis. Back to Antonia.
Oh, thank you, hon. Well, thanks to everybody, and, of course, definitely thanks to you. I'll pat myself on the back later on when I hit that chocolate cake sitting in the kitchen, okay? That'll be my reward.
You're starting your mess. Okay. Back to Tony.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you
in the audience. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate them absorbing whatever I have to share. I know I'm not the only person with content to talk, but I just want to make sure that you all get something out of it as well as myself, because one thing I've learned, there's never such a thing as a person's inability to learn based on age, race, sexual preference, religion, et cetera, et cetera, and the list goes on. And because of that, hey, look, this learning process is an eye-opener for me too, but it's even better when I share it because I'm interested in hoping that the morals and the values of our country are maintained in order for the human race to go on, because we are always challenged by new and crazy things that are going on in the media every day. All you have to do is turn on the news or hear it from another source. So God bless you all, and God bless you too, Lonnie, and God bless your cousin, your dear cousin who had passed.
Yes, indeed, and I appreciate that too. And thank you for very much, Antonia. And, you know, this, like I said, this I mean, you don't mind me ending the show. You don't mind, right? This has been a product of the Beverly Nation. This has actually been fun, you know, being able to have a living room feel with me and Antonia. We've been great friends down through the years, and I'm just glad that we've been able to share just a broadcast with you tonight. This has been a product of the Beverly Nation. This has been Peripheral Vision. And for Antonia Bass, this is Lonnie Aloysius Beverly saying good night and good luck.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.